All righty, good morning. 640 Brack Hunter.
All righty.
That was a very calm already for me.
Yeah, it was.
I didn't put much scratch in there.
Hey, you must have went to bed early last night, not drinking any booze or smoked any cigs or anything. You sound pretty clear.
Yeah, I had a good workout yesterday. I had a couple beers. I had two, three beers last night.
So well, good morning. This is Brock and Hunter of the Flabby.
Hey, how you doing?
That's actually how I talk when I'm not boozing and smoking and out partying.
Then it goes straight to the...
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the show. This is great.
One shot of whiskey. Hey, guys.
Hey, what's up? It's 641. I digress. We got to get to it. It's time for your rock news and rock history.
Here's your Plan B morning show rock news with Brock and Hunter.
Well, we just heard from these guys, and we may be hearing even more from them. That's right. We might be getting something new from AC/DC very soon. The band updated its social media, and we've been teasing this. I swear to God, there's like a story once a month, like, oh, photos of this, audio clips of this.
Somebody spotted so-and-so coming out of a studio.
Yeah, exactly. The band updated its social media earlier yesterday with a short clip of a lightning bolt from its iconic logo. That comes after what appeared to be new photos of the band being posted and then removed from their website earlier this month. Those photos showed Angus, Brian, Phil, Cliff, and Stevie in performance mode, which some fans think is from a video shoot. Rumors of an album being recorded by the Rock or Bust lineup built around riffs left behind by their late rhythm guitarist and founding member Malcolm Young have been circulating for almost 2 years now. So like I said, it's been 2 years of just over the pants teasing. So now we're ready to unzip that bad boy and get some AC/DC. Did you like that picture I painted for you? I'm super excited about it. I would love to hear new AC/DC. It's my favorite band of all time.
So this is what I'm thinking about right now when you're telling that story. So, all right, Brock, you and I are part of AC/DC, all right? This is all hypothetical. Ooh. And we're the biggest band ever. We know it. They know it. Everybody knows it. We're coming out with a new album.
Ooh.
What's the coolest way you could do it? I'm trying to think. You know what sucks nowadays is like everything could be pirated and just put online and everybody can have it like that, a snap of a finger, which kind of ruins all of these ideas. But it would almost be fun to like randomly release it place, or just like if I wasn't part of the band, I'd just drop one of the albums on the street somewhere.
Here's what they need to do.
Or like find the biggest fan, the biggest AC/DC fan ever and be like, hey, man, here you go.
That'd be me. That would be me.
You get to listen to it before everybody in the world gets to listen to it. Just don't pirate it. Don't put it online.
Here's what I think they do. I think they go old school, okay? If you go way back to the early days of AC/DC to a song called It's a Long Way to the Top, all right? You go way back. They did a thing where they got on a truck bed, a flatbed truck, and they drove through town. I think, you know what? Everyone, you're right. There's no way to get around it right now. Once you release it, it's out there. It's gone.
It's out.
It doesn't matter if you do it on iTunes. It doesn't matter. Radio stations, they're going to get it. There's no way around it. What I think they do is they hop on the back of a flatbed truck and they either go back down to Australia where they originally started. They do it somewhere in New York. I don't care where they do it. Or maybe they go throughout different areas and they start playing their new stuff and they just cruise around. They're big enough to do it, all right? And right
seriously?
Now, think about all the people in their buildings. They could open their windows while AC/DC cruises down and plays it just like they did with It's a Long Way to the Top. I mean, I think that would be an homage to Bon Scott in the early days. Yeah.
It's a great idea. Oh, what about this idea? Has anybody ever done this? This is kind of close to what this is, just kind of going off of what you did. Instead of the truck, why don't they just do a concert and say, hey, this concert's going to be the new album. Nobody has heard these songs ever, and it kicks ass, guys.
Now you could do that. You could do that. The only thing is, are you going to have people at the concert? Is it going to be a digital concert? What are you going to do because of social distancing?
God dang it.
You realize we've had...
Damn pandemic.
Now, you could do a virtual one and open that up to everybody. Now, that's all live songs then, too.
See, here's what sucks about that is you have... So if you do it over line... The quality has to be there.
Yep.
So which means people steal that from that, and then they start selling it that way. It's like you almost have to do a live concert.
Yep.
Because you can't get the audio through your phone to sell anything in that regard. You know what I'm saying? Like, you almost have to have a full-blown live concert.
And you could do that, too. Then also, it's live versions. See, like, this is the live version. The studio versions are coming out later, but this is what you got for right now. So that's what I would do.
That'd be awesome, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Oh, hell yeah, dude. I'd be sitting in front of my computer, giddy, with a heart on. Anyway, so hopefully new AC/DC. I know I've said that for the last 2 years now, but please, let it happen. All right, that's your rock news. Let's take a look at your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
On this day, 1948, Grand Funk Railroad's Mark Farner was born in Flint, Michigan. Right down the road.
Some kind of wonderful.
Yes, that's right. Yeah. Anyway, that's my Grand Funk impersonation.
He's singing really happy because he's not in Flint anymore.
He got out of there.
Yeah.
All right, there you go. That's your rock news and rock history, as always, brought to you by Honor Credit Union.
Come be part of it.